Hey. Hey, it's Mike. It's Mike Hogan here in Audio View. I'm in the old shopping centre in Livingston. I'm just passing Old's, the bakery. Oh boy, look at those pies, gravies, cakes. I love the smell. Anyway, I've just left the hospital about 10 minutes ago after getting my blood checked once again. Everything's okay. My wife asked me to call into here before I came home to see if I can get her a new shopping bag. She wants a new shopping bag. So I'm going to Watt Brothers. W-A-T-T. Watt Brothers, not Watt. Watt Brothers. They have stores all over Scotland. I'm not sure if I got them in England or not, but going in there, because she sat out, that's where I should be able to pick one up. So I thought I'd capture some sounds of ambient sounds of the shopping mall. So now I'm in Watt Brothers. I see. Do you have shoppers? Shopping trolleys?
Yes,
shoppers.
We do. Yeah. I think Susie's doing them just now, so it's
over at the front, there they are.
Okay, great, thanks.
We've just received them this morning.
Yeah, that's good.
So they might not be out on the...
So have you got prices for them yet?
What do you want?
Prices.
$11.99.
They're all $11.99,
yes.
Are they? Right, okay, thank you.
I'm just putting them out there now.
Right.
The black one, you've got one with the butterflies, you've got one...
No,
one,
she's...
The new cat, the New York thing theme.
She's looking for plain colour, either navy blue
right,
or black.
So the black. Black, plain, that size. Just the same as that, but black.
Yeah. Don't you have the smaller
hopper?
One, that's the
one
you had, the hopper.
These are just came in the day,
right, okay.
And they're just the big ones now.
Right, and are you getting the smaller ones in? Because that's the one she's...
Well, hopefully we will. I mean, they won't be discontinued or anything. I'm not sure when we're going to be getting the wee ones in. I mean, we've just got a delivery in, enough in that just the big ones.
Right.
The smaller ones are $9.99 when
right.
they are in.
Yeah, I'll give her a wee call and see what she thinks.
Okay.
Right, thanks very much.
No,
thank you. Bye. Till February. Right, okay. I'll give a call. I'll phone first. Right, thanks. Well, there you go. That's the quickest bit of shopping I think I've ever done. In fact, I've been picking up a newspaper years ago. Just put them out now. They're still in their poly bags. Just got them in. I know these ones are all lovely. They've got butterflies and various depictions, not a fantastic word, graphics in other words, on them, but they're the taller ones. She doesn't like the taller ones, she likes the short one. Taller ones, just... I actually bought a beautiful big one a couple of years ago as a surprise, and she didn't want it. It's far too big, so I had to take it back. So anyway, it's this compact size she likes, because she's short, you know, she's only 5'3", and she, you know, so she doesn't want something that's going to be awkward for her to pull along. And you know what, the case about bags is the more room in it, the more you stuff it in it, so then the more weight, the bulk you get to haul about with you, so I can see her logical thinking there. Oh, I'm just passing Barhead Travel. Have a quick look there. Barhead Travel. You know, no, it's all beach holidays, all beach holidays. Cuba, Dominican Republic, Cancun, Aruba. That's in a song, isn't it? Aruba, Antigua, Grenada, wow, I'd love to go to those places. I really would. I'm not so sure about Cuba, but some of the other places. But there's the one I want. Yeah, this is my part of the window. Well, there's Las Vegas. Four-star Hard Rock Hotel, room number 7 nights, 10th April 2016, flight from Glasgow, £959 per person. Yes. I know the Hard Rock Hotel. I've not been in it, but I've passed it. I'm not sure what it's like. Anyway, No, the part of the window that really attracts me is Rocky Mountain there. It's a beautiful picture of a Rocky Mountaineer train. Blue, I think it's blue mustard and white. I think it's about 5 miles long, travelling through the wilderness in Canada, showing you little photographs of whale's tails and bears. Rocky Mountaineer, visit the Canadian Rockies and discover the best in world train roads, the world train travel. Then there's Alaskan Adventure, a cruise ship. Discover, oh, I could go and see Stefano Landi, my friend Steph. Discover Montreal and Toronto and Niagara Falls. 6 nights, just under £1,000 each. Joseph of Rockies. Halifax, city break. Yeah, not big with cities. Anyway, that's my section of the window, Canada and Alaskan cruises. Not so much the cruises, but that does look gorgeous. I quite fancy that train, Rocky Mountain there. Anyway, we can but dream. One day, before I get too old, before we get too old, that is. This is the old shopping mall, although it's still pretty smart, to be honest with you. The new one's MacArthur Glen, which is adjoined to it. It's much more upmarket. Clothing, you know, same clothing labels. De rigueur. I quite like this one. It's quite big and it's much more diverse in how it sells. Like, for us common folk. No, it is. It's a great setting, to be honest with you. So, I'm just heading back to the car now because that was it. I'm sure she won't want one of the big ones, so there's no point in really phoning her. It's too big and it's patterned and she doesn't want that. So there you go. So, yeah, it's a beautiful day, by the way. It's very cold, but it's dry, sun's shining. And, loads more of this, please, Lord, if you don't mind. Give us some decent weather, a wee break from all that horrendous rain. Now, just to find my car out here. It's easy to find my car because it has apparently fixed the roof top box, a thule. So it's easy to spot anywhere. So as I said, in hospital, bloods were fine, doctor's quite happy, your blood levels, all the different parameters of your blood, that is, are all fine. Platelets and bits and pieces. Can't remember all the names. Are absolutely fine. So that's good news. So, back in the cosy car. Get the heater on again. Oh my god, that warm blast of air. So yes, that was good. I was quite happy with that. And that's me for another 3 months before the interim blood test I've done, and another 6 months before I go back to the hospital. Middle of July, yeah. Middle of July I go back. It's always good to get good results from hospitals. They're keeping me alive. And I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Those experts out there keep throwing things at us like, people are living longer. No, we're not. We're not living longer. We're being kept alive longer. Because it's the medications that are keeping us alive. I'd probably be gone every chance without the medications I'm on. My wife certainly would have been a number of years ago. And everyone we talk to is on medications. So, no! Yes, it's a conflict. It's how you look at it. Strictly speaking, we are living longer, but it's more because we're being kept alive longer. The medications, the treatments, are able to keep us living longer, but take away those medications and treatments, and how many of us would live past 70 years old? Very few. Yeah. Anyway, that's me. Oh, I had a story to tell you. I'd tell you that on the way home. Yes, why don't I do that? Okay, as a seconder. Okay, see you by the night.